Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Charlie Hayes. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Hernandez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, James Mouton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jamie Navarro. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Nunnally. Batting second. The right fielder, Derek Bell. Batting third. The second baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike Piazza. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kurt Abbott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hampton. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Hampton. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Grissom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. There goes Grissom. The throw from Piazza and he is out, Abbott applying the tag. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Loretta strikes out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nunnally hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Nunnally reaches second base with a double. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell strikes out. One out. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Nunnally. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Nunnally steals third. Edgardo Alfonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alfonso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett. Alfonso reaches second base with a double. Nunnally scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Piazza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfonso scores. Piazza moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura takes first base on 4. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Zeile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Piazza scores. Ventura moves to third. Zeile moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Payton hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ventura tags and scores. Zeile tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Mets. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Abbott hits a pop-up towards short. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Hayes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez strikes out. 1 out. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mouton takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Mouton moves to second. Raul Casanova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Mouton scores. Belliard moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Jamie Navarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Navarro bunts towards first. Zile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grissom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Brewers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Hampton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hampton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Nunnally batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nunnally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alfonso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Loretta is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zile scoops it up and throws to first, with Hampton covering, for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Brewers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Piazza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Piazza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura strikes out. There goes Piazza. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta fields it and has Piazza trapped. There's the throw to Hernandez and over to Belliard, who tags Piazza for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Payton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Payton hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez is called out on strikes. One out. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mouton takes first base on ball 4. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alfonso scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Brewers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abbott is 0 for 1 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hampton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hampton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hampton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Hampton moves to second. John Nunnally batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nunnally is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nunnally hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alfonso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mouton. Alfonso reaches second base with a double. Hampton scores. Bell moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Piazza is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Piazza takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-2, Mets. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zeile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zeile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Raul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sean Berry pinch hits for Jamie Navarro. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alfonso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grissom is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Brewers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Kurt Lskinik now pitching. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abbott is 0 for 2 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hampton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hampton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hampton takes first base on ball 4. Abbott moves to third. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunnally is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nunnally hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Abbott tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 10-2, Mets. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive towards first. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alfonso fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Abbott covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Brewers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lyle Mouton now playing right field. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Alfonso is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alfonso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mouton. Alfonso reaches second base with a double. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Piazza is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Piazza hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alfonso moves to third. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ventura is walked intentionally. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zeile strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Payton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Benny Igbayani now playing right field. Todd Pratt now catching. Melvin Mora now playing third base. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. 1 out. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Brewers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Luis Lopez now playing second base. Matt Williams now pitching. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Abbott strikes out. 1 out. Mike Hampton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hampton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hampton takes first base on ball 4. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nunnally is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nunnally hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Benny Igbayani is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Igbayani hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Franco now playing first base. Raul Casanova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grissom moves to second. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mudin takes first base on ball 4. Grissom moves to third. Loretta moves to second. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Grissom scores. Loretta moves to third. Mudin moves to second. It's 10-3, Mets. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Loretta scores. Mudin scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 10-5, Mets. Rich Rodriguez now pitching. James Mudin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mudin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mudin hits a fly ball into left field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Brewers 5. The Mets will come to bat. Valerio de los Santos now pitching. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Alfonso is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alfonso takes first base on ball 4. Todd Pratt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pratt strikes out. 1 out. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mora hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Alfonso moves to second. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Payton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Barker pinch hits for Valerio de los Santos. Kevin Barker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco juggles the ball. That's an error on Franco. Raul Casanova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Casanova hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Barker moves to second. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nunnally. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Barker scores. Casanova moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-6, Mets. Armando Benitez now pitching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grissom is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Casanova scores. One out. It's 10-7, Mets. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Jeff Jenkins pinch hits for Lyle Mouton. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.